Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Program Coordinator for the Iowa State Extension Office here in Marshall County, Chelsea Llewellyn. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you coming by and letting us know what's happening at the Iowa State Extension Office. I feel like over the winter, you don't have a lot of programs outside because a lot of the stuff that you talk about is agriculture and things like that. What kind of goes on at your office then over the winter time?
Yeah, winter's an interesting time in Extension because we do have things, but it's a lot of programming and prep time for what's coming up in the spring and the summer, the more fun months where you can really go out and do things. So in the winter, we work on training our guys in the county with commercial and private applicators. So commercial rounded out for the season in December, and we're about to start another one in February. So if you haven't registered for your commercial applicator license recertifications in our office, you should have gotten your postcard by now. Give us a call to get on those dates. In our private applicator training, we got one more left on February 24th. So call and get registered for that. That's at 1:30 at our office. And I think there's going to be a lot of guys. We've got a lot of calls already, so make sure you get on our list early in case we have to cap it. Otherwise, you'll have to go to another county. But yeah, the winter's full of just a lot of planning and training. It's not, I'm not saying it's not fun, but it's not spring and summer stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not outside and actually digging in the ground and actually working the land a little bit. So, Chelsea, is that private applicator kind of the only training then that's going on right now in your office?
That's really it. We're just working on a private applicator's training until we start doing the commercials. And that is all that I have currently going on from now until like the end of February. It's pretty just kind of dead time, except for hopefully having a Master Gardener class coming up.
Yeah. So planning, though, you're planning, I imagine, for another Master Gardener class. You said it's going to be the spring this year, right?
Yes. Yeah. Glad you asked me that. So our class coming up will start February 16th. We do have some open spaces. We're running a little low on registration time, though. But if you're hearing this today, technically the applications close tomorrow, which is Friday, January 30th. But I do have the power to bring in some people late because it doesn't start till February 16th. I just need to get you in and paid and background check a little bit faster. So if you're interested and you don't have time to sign up today or tomorrow, don't panic. You can reach out to me. My email is my name, Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A at iastate.edu, or give us a call at 641-752-1551, and I can reopen that registration for you, because we don't have a big class, but we'll have a class, so I would definitely entertain some more people if you're hearing this a little bit late, and you want to maybe bring a friend or two, and you want to talk about it.
So, Chelsea, did I just hear you put all the Master Gardeners through a background check?
Yeah. Yep. To be a Master Gardener, you do have to be background checked because you are a volunteer working in the community with youth and other community members. So everyone that wants to go through the actual Master Gardener track to become a volunteer needs background checked. You do have an option not to, and that's called the Home Gardener series or track, where you take the course, you pay more because you're not volunteering and giving back to the community, but you can just do a one and done, take the course, and then just unfortunately never have to see me again, which is sad. But if you don't want to volunteer, it's okay. We understand that.
Yeah, I would probably sign up for that one just so I didn't have to see you again.
You'll still have to see me, but yeah. But busy life, so it doesn't suit everybody to be able to volunteer, but it's really good education.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You know, Master Gardeners, though, Chelsea, that really is what kind of was the springboard then for the food insecurity team here in Marshall County and those little food pantries as well. That's still something, that food insecurity team, that meets year round, right?
Yes, it does. I was looking for the date before I came and I couldn't tack it down. We meet quarterly, which should be in March as our next upcoming meeting. If you're someone in the community that feels really strongly about maybe starting up a little food pantry in your community or just want to get involved in one and you don't know how to do that, our office is a great liaison for that project. You can come to our food access meetings. You don't have to be currently involved in a pantry to come to those to learn about the information and what we're doing in community. Like I said, it's usually the first or two, second week of March. I can't remember the day that we tacked down for that one, but call our office and we can get you put on our contact list for all the information in the future. We do great things getting food out to our community.
Yeah, and there's a lot of behind the scenes levers that are pulled. You know, whether it's the you're connected with the grocery stores here in town with they've got an overflow of something or looking to get rid of food, that team, you know, sometimes it's just you send out an email, make a post on, on Facebook, and then all of a sudden, hey, we've got a bunch of extra bread and people just show up to your office.
Yeah, yeah. We get a lot of big donations from grocery stores and things like that. We have a lady in the community that has too many chickens for what she needs. So she gives eggs to our office when she has a surplus. And like you said, when you put an email out there, they come. We decided we wanted to give back to her egg cartons because she was running low, she had told us. Yeah, we got like 100 in the next week from churches. So it's great that group, the Food Access Group, does amazing things.
So when you originally kind of pitched this idea of little food pantries, did you imagine that it would take off where you have, you know, 25, 30 little food pantries across the county? You now got a whole team that's, you know, focused on how can we make sure that people are fed here in Marshall County?
Yeah, we obviously can't take credit for all the little free pantries I had put up because several were already up across the community. It was just putting them back to all together to an actual group. We did help put up 5, 6, 7 at least in communities that didn't have one, or the one that wanted a second one where their community was big enough for two, but they might have already had one. And then obviously the one at our office was started by myself and my master gardeners, and that's what kind of jump started getting the group together. Something Amy and I had already talked about, had already met with some people, but it just wasn't clicking until I said, hey, Master Gardeners, do you want to put up a box for our leftover produce? We don't have to worry about who's open to get our produce to, like if we're harvesting on the weekends in our one of 11 to 12 donation gardens. And skyrocketed from there. And it's been 5 years now, 5, 6 years. It's been a long time.
So for those community gardens that you have, that you're pulling that extra produce from, do you have to be a master gardener to be able to, you know, work that land?
Oh, that is a great question. No one's ever asked me that. No, I would say no, because we do have teachers that help that aren't master gardeners. A lot of the times the teachers feel that they want their classroom involved in that garden, so they just kind of by default help. So not necessarily. I've never had just a random community member say I would like to help. So if that's you and you don't want to be a master gardener, which is, I understand, it's a big undertaking, I would entertain you being an extra volunteer, because I'm never going to turn a volunteer away, because we need more people to do more things.
Yeah, I would never turn a volunteer away either. And you mentioned teachers, because some of those community gardens are then paired up with some of the local schools, right?
Yes, yes. A lot of them are at the schools. We have a few that are not at schools, but a large majority of those 11 gardens are at schools.
Okay, so we talked about some applicator training going on right now. We talked about Master Gardeners coming up this spring, the food insecurity team. Anything else happening with the Iowa State Extension Office here kind of beginning of the year?
Yeah, we have a lot more going on. I touched base a little bit the last time I was on the air, and we don't have it finalized yet, but we're going to have, I don't have a lot of information yet, but we're going to have a mental health training for adults that want to work with other adults in community and understanding some signs of mental health in individuals. I don't have a date tacked down. I know it's going to be one of the first 2 weeks of March. I should hopefully have a date by the end of the week. So if you're interested, you can reach out to me and I can put you on a waiting list or get you more information when I have that done. That's kind of it until summer. For right now, I'm sure something else will come up, but I got a lot of camps planned, fairs coming up. So if you're looking for some fun stuff for youth in the future, I've got Ag Camp, Astro Camp, Mission Moon, we're gonna have Star Lab to Marshalltown, and then we're going to have Ag Day, STEM Day at the fair. It'll be a good summer, I think.
So as a Houston Astros fan, you're bringing up a bunch of baseball players for this camp, or what's Astro Camp?
Definitely.
Am I trying
not
out for the Astros? Is it that what's going on?
Definitely not. No, Astro Camp is a camp that we're going to host for, like, I think it's like 4th through 8th graders, and it's going to be working out like with like NASA Astro stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's super fun. I don't know a whole lot about it because it's not something that I am specifically trained in. I'm going to have someone come in and do it, but it's a STEM-based engineering kind of you're gonna learn about like rockets and that kind of stuff. It's gonna be pretty fun. I kind of accidentally did like a space theme this year and I didn't even mean to do that.
Okay.
So fun.
People can look, what is it, extension.iastate.edu/Marshall for when those
come
out, and registration for people. Chelsea, I think we've talked about it before with some of our listeners, but not only do you do agriculture all day at work, but you go home to a farm as well and do agriculture at home. I think we brought it up maybe the first year I was here, but it's calving season right now. What is calving season again?
Yeah, so I'm big into ag at work because I also live on a farm. My husband and I are cattle producers, as well as small crop small crops as well, soybeans and corn. But yeah, it's calving season, so we're about to start having baby calves on the farm with our heifers first. We early breed our heifers to go in front of our cows to hopefully get them out of the way, because sometimes they're a little sassy and they need more little help. So we should be having our first calf literally any day, and it'll be a lot of fun. It's always hard work, and hopefully by the time the first lady has a calf, it won't be, you know, negative 20 anymore. I'm ready for some positive temperatures.
Yeah, so what are you guys doing to kind of battle that temperature? Because last time I went out to a barn, they weren't really stocked with like air conditioning and furnaces and stuff. What are you doing to keep your cattle warm?
That's a great question, and there are resources on Iowa State about what to do with your livestock. If you're maybe a beginning farmer into the livestock community, there is resources on Iowa State. First, got to do that plug. But yeah, we have... I would say it's a three-quarter closed barn where we calve in, but we have, it's been so cold for the last several years. We've had a lot of polar vortexes and weird things, so we have put another door on that can be slidable, because you need lots of ventilation if you have animals inside to make sure they're not getting sick while they're staying inside our barn for calving season. So we used to have a big wide open space with just a gate, but we've put another door so when they're calving and they're inside, hopefully it's at least, I don't know, 30, 40 degrees so it's not freezing anymore. And then lots and lots and lots of corn stalk bedding, wind breaks with bales. It's a lot of prep for the cold. We prepped for days before this last cold spell, and then still even in between, because we still didn't feel like we had enough wind breaks with bales. But it's a lot of prep. It's a lot of work. But if you want beef, we need cattle producers.
That's right. And yeah. I do like my steak, so yeah. I appreciate all the work that you and your husband are doing there. But Chelsea, I also appreciate you coming by and letting us know about all these great things. Maybe not happening right now with your office, but the
in
prep
the future.
Work.
Yep.
And especially this summer with all the space camps happening. I wish you got the baseball team to come up, and if we could get
future,
a connection,
man.
We'll figure it out in the future. So Chelsea, thanks for stopping by.